Okay, Parshas Nitzavim. The very opening, Meshech Chochma. Pasuk says, Shem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Saklal Yisrael Lefnei Shem Lekechem, Roshechem Shifteichem, Zikneichem, V'Shaitreichem Kol Ish Yisrael. And then two psukim later, la avrecha, not la avrechem. So it's singular. Asher, Hashem lekecho kereis imcha hayayim. So the beginning is roshaychem, which is certainly plural. Ziknechem, certainly plural. Shetrechem, kol ish Yisrael. And then when he actually addresses them, in aleph, in beis, it's all in the singular. La avrecha, Hashem lekecha, karei simcha, la'aman hakim oyischa hayoim. So the Meshech Chochma says, l'fi ha'inyan nira, sheyesh mitzvahs, shirak ala klal, kemoi vinyan beis ha'mikdash, v'yesh ala prat. There are certain mitzvahs that are klal Yisrael mitzvahs. And there are certain mitzvahs that are individuals. So building the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah on the tzibur. I would assume going to Melchama is a mitzvah on the tzibur. No individuals mechuyev tanachayves yachid to build the Beis HaMikdash. Not a chayves yachid to go to Melchama, but it's a chayves at tzibur. V'lachin amar shivteichem heima klalim. So that is referring to the mitzvahs ala tzibur. Kol ish Yisrael is referring to the mitzvahs that refer to every individual. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, according to the Meshech Chochma, I'm addressing obligations. There are obligations that are Rasheichem, Shavteichem, Zikneichem, Meshetreichem. There are obligations that are Tzibidik obligations. Kol Ish Yisrael, there are private obligations. Ulefi Perish Rashi, Omar Rashechem Lishivtechem, Mishum Shekan Hoya Shvua, Shinishvu, Vina Shvua, Omar Le Rashi Amatis, Lachenik Dimaisa. According to Rashi, this is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu making a Shvua with Klal Yisrael. So the Shvua that we had at the beginning of Parshas Matos, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he taught Hilchas Nedarim and Shavuos to the heads of the Shvatim. So over here he's addressing also the heads of the Shvatim. The Ayin Yerushalmi Seharius, that's where the Gemara discusses the triage of Klal Yisrael. The Amar Achrechein, but then after addressing the obligations of the Tzibur, then it says, V'gerecho asher b'kerev machanecha, me'choyte v'itzecha, Hakol b'loshen yochid. The balance of the next few psukim is all in singular form. Ki Yisrael mikushar. So now here he says the vort. And the vort is ki Yisrael mikushar l'Hashem Yisbarach fei mikumoy kavim el amerkaz. That the way that we see our connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu is not through the tzibur. Our connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu is, he says, as spokes in a wheel. Right? So the spokes in a wheel ultimately go to a tire. Now that's not the picture he has. That's the tzibur. Here, it's at the end of the spokes are individual Jews. And it's because we are all equally connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam that unites us. V'lachein Amar, and that's why it says in Medrash Rabbah, B'nei Yaakov, she'ovdim l'kel echad, ne'mar b'hem nefesh. That when Klal Yisrael, I was thinking of the beginning of Shmos, where it says, refers to Klal Yisrael kol nefesh. The editor of this particular volume, Meshech Chochma, says it's not b'mid rabbis v'yikra rabbah. What is the who was the annotated, in the edited version, that they quote, בני יעקב שעובדים לכל אחד, נאמר בהם נפש. So this brings to mind the very beginning of Sefer Shmos. Ve'ele Shabos B'nei Yisrael, and it lists, Vayi kol nefesh yoytze yerech Yaakov, shivim nefesh. To me, Vayi kol nefoshes yoytze. It could be yoytze yerech Yaakov, shivim nefoshes. So, why is, was that? He quotes this, okay, good. See. Right. So that's the medrash, yeah. So the editor of this volume pushed it back to the Ikra Rav from it, but the next editor pushed it back to Shmos. Okay. So what's the point? The point is that the unifying, that Klal Yisrael are separate nefashos, but we are unified as a nefesh. Lezois, Kevon Sheharabim Kol Yisrael, Vesheichem V'tabchem, Lefnei Hashem Lekechem, V'nechlolim Kulam V'mekor HaMikorim, Imhein Kol Yisrael, Ishachad. He said that is what's miru. That's what's hinted to in the pasuk. Atem, you, lots of you, you're all individuals. Hayoyim kulchem lifnei Hashem lekechem. But you're all seeing yourselves as connected to Ribono Shalom. So that perception is what brings together Rasheichem, Shivteichem, Ziknechem, Vesheitreichem, and Kol Ish Yisrael. And so even though Rasheichem, Shivteichem, certainly if there's Rasheichem, Lishivteichem, there are many tribes and there are many members of the tribes. Ziknechem, the many elders, and the many members and individual members of the Beis Din. Sheitreichem, certainly. Kol Ish Yisrael. And then he says, but with all of this, and in addition, every individual Jew, Tabchem Neshechem Megir Shabir Recha, he says, because Lifnei Hashem, because it's La'av Recha B'Vris Hashem, the unifying what makes Klal Yisrael into a situation that could be addressed as one is because we're all equally connected to the Ribono Shel Olam. It became him Kol Yisrael Ish Echad. V'lachein Amar v'gercha mechayt v'itzecha sheheima anesinim shenasan reish l'chayt v'eitzim v'loshein yachin. And therefore, even gercha, it doesn't say and your converts. It says your convert. And apparently, even that refers to the people that Moshe Rabbeinu converted and made into workers of the camp, of the workers of Klal Yisrael. But once they were converted, so then they became part of the unit of Klal Yisrael. So, and that also explains the way the pasuk is organized. Tabchem, your children, Neshechem, your wives. And then all of a sudden we skip. We don't do Kainim Levim, so we skip all the way to Gerim. But the point is, because even a Ger, the Ger is the litmus test. That I could have a community of Gerim, and that I could address them with the same fashion which I address any other Jew who's been with us for generations, is because that which brings us together is that we're all connected to Ribono Shel Olam. That's the unifying force of Klal Yisrael. And that's what, so that explains the pasuk. Atem nitzoyim, you come in again, just to summarize, there are mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu wants to review that are mitzvahs on the klal, and we can only accomplish them as a tzibur. Then there are mitzvahs he wants to discuss, which are on individuals, whether it's shofar, lulav, tefillin. And then he says that Moshe Rabbeinu will address the entire Klal Yisrael as one person. It doesn't make any sense. The point is that he's addressing the unifier of Klal Yisrael. The fact that we see ourselves as connected to Baruch Hu, that's what makes us into one large unit. We're one So that brings together the individual avodah and the tzibudik avodah. Right? In other words, if you have a tzibur and everybody connects or sees their value in connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that's how the tzibur can get can include all the different disparate parts of Klal Yisrael. And that is why or how Jews do not necessarily see themselves as superior one to the other. In other words, L'chayra Koyen should see himself as being superior to a Levi. I should see a Koyen as being superior to me. Beis HaMikdash, Karbonos, right? So, but if you see yourself as spokes of a wheel, so there's no spoke that is any more important than any other spoke. Right?
It reminds me of...
The spoke is connected to the center. That's it. So I don't... So the Kohen and myself, we're different spokes. That becomes the ability for every Jew to see themselves as a... We often talk about the machol shel tzaddikim, the circle of tzaddikim, because every tzaddik sees every other member of the circle an equal participant, equally distant, equally close.
Rabbi Neuberger?
Yeah.
No, it sounds like, when Rav Soloveitchik writes about the Hakafis on Simchas Torah, he says that's one of the reasons why we dance in a circle, to show that we all have the same access to the middle being like the Torah comes to the outside and the middle is empty, the empty space is Hashem. So to show that we're all kind of equidistant, we all have kind of the same access to the middle.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting because... Over the course of the month of Tishrei, so the Sefer Torah is almost always in equal access. It's first in equal access by staying in the Yaron. Right? So much of Yom Ne'iram is opening, closing, because, and then Simchas Torah, so it's equal access but in a different way, from being much more attached.
Right.
Even, right. Let's look at Pasuk Yud Zayin. Perakov Tes Pasuk Yud Zayin. There's a very, very prescient paragraph. Chav Tes Yud Zayin. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told that once we get to enter Eretz Yisrael, so we're going to slip. V'atiru eshikutzeyem v'eskileh. We're going to see the Avodah Zarah. Eitz v'em and kesev v'zav, asher imahem. We'll see their Avodah Zarah of gold and stone and of silver, of wood. Pen yesh mechem isha v'isha. There might be a person. A mishpacha yishev, a group of people, shalavav v'yifayna yoyimayim Hashem, who is thinking of veering, is contemplating going off the derech. L'lechas l'avoydes Elohei Agoyim, and going all the way to serve idolatry. Pen yesh b'chem, there might be somebody amongst you, shoyresh poire roish melana. And in Pasuk Ches, and when he hears the klolos of Parshas Ki Savai, his barach v'lvav, he might say, not a problem, right? He might say that sholem yeli ki b'shriros libi eilech. He might say, I'm good, I'm okay, I can do what I want, I can do as I see fit. L'man tzvois harava es hatzmeya. Right, that means in order that the plentiful will satisfy the thirsty. All right, Laman Sveisa Rava is a Tzveya, that the abundant will satisfy the thirsty. So Rashi explains that that's referring to a person. Tzmeya is osa midas ubetayva. Tzmeya means he's willfully, he is thirsty for this avodah zarah, thirsty for this avodah. Svois from lehosif, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I will put together the rava, those who do avodah zarah b'shogeg, and I will put them together with those who do avodah zarah b'mezid. In other words, this, when the tzibur, when they're members of the tzibur who contemplate leaving, going after derech, so that talks to a communal issue, and it brings together those who are would do are after derech b'shogeg, and those who go after derech sort of amazed, willingly wanting this to happen. That's Rashi's pshat. Leman's voice, her rovers, her tzmeya. Things can get to a point. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will then punish people of different motivations. Chachma says the following: Yitochein al derech drush. Ki asifrei dereish v'sartim in a derech l'leches l'avoyde l'Elohim kevan shesartim in a derech shuv atem oivdim. Sifrei says that the pasuk records the person's yirida as first sartim min a derech. Right? Says the Tirush, you could say him. Earlier in. You say it in Vayim Shemaya, right? You say, Yishomru lechem pen yiftel levavchem. Maybe your heart will persuade you. V'sartem, v'sartem, and you'll go off course. V'avatem Elohim achem v'shtach v'isim lehem. Maybe your heart will convince you. V'sartem, and you'll turn away. So the Sifrei says, she gets the point. Pen yiftel vachem avatem. What's v'sartem avatem? So the phrase says that kevan shesartem in a derech shuv at first you go off the derech and then you end up doing avodah zarah. Hinei yesh anashim. This is the derech drush. There are people. Oimim they say mazed derech is karvus elikim imze pela ki yatzim eino v'yigdora taiva v'yabem v'limod v'yasmin v'tfilu v'shnizvachos v'yidovok. There are people who say it's a kunz. A person is the basic manager all the time. He's learning, he's doubting. He's not tested by that kunz for him to not to get involved in averus. He says there are people, yatsim einov, miyagdir taiva, and they see something you shouldn't see, close their eyes. So there are people who say, that's not a kunz. There's no mechemes hayetz to them. What's a kunz? Ela yisarei berchaymes v'shvakim. You want a kunz? You want a vodas Hashem? Go to the water parks. Go to the streets. Go into the marketplaces. Yisyachedim nashim asurais. You want a real nisayan? So have yichud with the woman who's also to you. V'yelech v'shrivus liboy. And do what you do. Make yourself free. Open. Do what you have to do. U'b'chol zois yosef oimetz v'yiris Hashem. And then, with all of that Yetzirah, mamish baiting Yetzirah, mamish being at the doorstep of Yisrael, and then you're able to gather up the Yiras Hashem and the passion and put up the fight. Oh, Oz Yale Mala Ad Ein Mispor. That's a kunz. That's Avodas Hashem. That's having the fire inside of you. It says, Laze Amar HaKosov, Penyesh Bachem. That's what the Torah is referring to. Penyesh Bachem, Ish O Isha, a Mishpacha, a Shevet, a Shelevavai, Foyna Yoyim, Lelechas, Lavoides, Lehi Agoyim, Penyesh Bachem, Sherev, Purish, Malana. He says, and what happens? Bahayam, was the Lush, yeah. Bizbarach Bilvavai, and he takes strength in his heart. Leimor Sholay Miyali, not to worry. I got this. I got it in control. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be good. Ki b'shrivus libeilech. I will follow my heart. Lechamei mataymu lahagdil amdura. To warm up the Yetzer Hara, to make it to a fire. Vaziyah te'al yois leman tzvois herova es atzmeya. He says, and then I'm going to be perish k'mei chazir shenafshu shel odom kotze bohen ve'ein le'odom schar ala prisha. So he says that, and why do I do this? In order to get more schar, to give more schar because I'm baiting myself, tzemeya. He says, "Ve'ein odom, ve'ein odom schar l'prisha im oisef al tavosi ve'agarve yitzri ben haloihu akol eifo yichado ve'etol schar kulon loyoy v'ashem suloyachloy ki oz yeshan." He says, "The next pasuk is Kadosh Baruch Hu will not look kindly upon us. This is not the derech of avoda, right? Not to put oneself into the into." He says, "The derech drush, not the pshat." But I thought it was very. Sometimes we hear these things every so often. A person says, okay, it's easy to be in the cave. It's easy to be cloistered away and not have, obviously there's a balance, but the idea that it could be of value to be Megari the Yetzer and then to be able to beat the Yetzer, so he does not look kindly. He says, "Oz layoy v'Hashem suloyachli." Now, it's not clear to me from the Nesha Chochma whether he's saying if a person messes up, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu will say no mechila, or if he's saying that the increased baiting of the Yetzer itself is a shulaykidim. And that's what it means. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I will not forgive you for trying to bait the Yetzer. The Gemara says that we should not. David HaMelech was criticized for asking for any Nisayah. He said, every day, Shaloi Lidei Nisayah. So he says, a person shouldn't think that the avoiding a Nisayah is wimping out. That's not the derech of Avodas Hashem.
Rabbi, this reminds me of the story with the Vilna Gaon of Yisrael and the Dubner Magid. The Vilna Gaon asked the Dubner Magid to come to give him Musar before Yavin Noraim. Yeah. So he says, so the Dubner Magid says, well, I gotta give Musar to the Vilna Gaon. So he says to him, Rebbe, you think that you're such a big tzaddik, you sit in the klais, Yamam Balaila, and you learn Torah, and you're Oibir Abir Hashem. You really want to be a tzaddik? Go out in the street like everybody else. Then he says, there's no kunst to be a tzaddik, sitting in the klais. So the Vilna Gaon said, thought about it. He says, you're right, but I don't have to be a kunstmacher.
Yeah, so that's the nekuda. Yeah. Let's just begin one more piece. It's a very, very long piece, so you can't get through it. But we'll just begin because, the way he describes, and that is Perek Lamed Pasuk Beis. In the midst of tshuva, v'shavta Hashem l'kecha v'shamata b'koiloi, b'yalkot shalu l'chochma. chotei ma onshei nefesh achaita zitomus. Pirish b'loy tshuva. Is that the right one? No, sorry, that's not the one. No, sorry, the Perek Lan Pasuk Aleph. These are psukim that I find very, very difficult. Just understand the pasuk. Yeah, mitzvah zois is her nochim and tzav chayim loy neflace. It's not far away. It's not loy rechoyke. Loy b'shemayim milei mor miyal elonu shemayim mitzad up in the heavens that we have to commission something of the heavens. And it's not overseas. We have to commission something overseas. Very difficult pasuk. What's the arichas dvarim? So it's Perek, Lamed, Pasuk, Yud Beis. Habeir Muskal, ki Abarva Yatsar Kol B'Chochmose, Habilti Tachlis, says that the Baruch Hashem made the world. This is a point that the Chofetz Chaim always makes. In such a way that which is most necessary is most available. Ha'odim kishayulad bal yuchal lechiyos afrege b'loy mozoin kal. Huchan loy teichev cholov. Right? The baby needs milk to live. It's right there for them. He says, person needs air available for us. Person needs water. It's available. Ach tzorach tzas omol asigay. And so you may need a little bit more effort to get the water. Lechem, you need bread. Right, without bread you can manage a few days. So therefore, finding bread requires more work till we make the bread. He says to have a shelter, that's important to have a shelter, but it's not as important having air and water. So he says that's going to require more work. So he says the way that Shmuel organizes world is that which is essential, more essential, most essential, so that they are more and most available and require less amelos to achieve them. All right, then let's skip down. Then he says that Kain noisin loy hashivus bavodim nemodim lachol tzirachov. Omnom, he says, when a person needs things that are non-essential, all right, let's skip a few lines down. V'chein b'muskolos umidas Hashem atzmius tzuras ha'odom noson leyechrechi b'yos ha'odom hoylech meisharbim v'lo yakeim orchoy sov. So he says the essential attributes that a person has, so Kadosh Baruch Hu has placed them inside of us, and if we don't mess them up, they're going to be there. V'zeh b'midos nosan ahergish b'nefesh v'adinus b'tzuras so asher b'tzuras ha'nefesh nechak avas ha'mishor. Not only that, but Kadosh Baruch Hu has placed within our psychological and our spiritual lives a love for the things that are essential and most important, and the distaste for the things that are unimportant and not essential and maybe not healthy for us. So he says, for example, we have a natural disdain for being controlled by somebody. We have a natural disdain for hurting, for robbing, for stealing. And if a person looks inside of himself, he will find that there is a genuine embrace of honesty, of integrity, and therefore he says that that's where his boininess one's introspection yields a sense of regret and remorse, because it is coming back to that which is comes natural to us. So again, it's a long piece, but one of the principal ideas that he has in here is that the spiritual world models the physical world. Istakel b'rais v'bora alma, right? So in this particular case, he's saying that the natural world is, God created a natural world, that which is most essential, most available. In the spiritual world as well, the basic core values that keep a person on the straight and narrow, so they are chokuk v'libeinu. They are come to us naturally. And the example he gives is a sense of independence, meaning accomplishing things for ourselves. And he understands that a sense of independence is coupled with a disdain for theft. Because if I'm independent, I should not need somebody else's stuff, somebody else's objects. So he says natural human desire to be independent, that creates a sense of integrity also. Not to be dependent on somebody else, not to want somebody else's stuff, just to be, he says, so similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made the essential spiritual values that a person needs, they are much more available. We don't have to work so hard on them. We have to work on peeling away the things that sometimes get in the way. We have to work on peeling away in the case he gives us, greed. He says greed is not a natural psychological part of the human being. Greed is something that we pick up, and that then this distances us from what is natural, normal. And the point that he's making is that therefore tshuva is something that is accessible to us, because we're going back to core values. And he said, that's the meaning of the pasuk, I don't need somebody else. I don't need to work hard in grabbing something from far away. I need to work hard in peeling away so that I can access that which is more natural and more innate to me. And begin the principle he begins with is that the natural world and the physical world. And then the Chovos HaLevavos says it in terms of like Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos is a more essential part to our avodah than Yom Tov. So Shabbos is once every 7 days, right? Tefillah is a more essential part to avodah than Shabbos. So tefillah is every single day. Maybe he would say that the 6 mitzvahs tamidios are so essential, I have to have them all the time. That's the Chovos HaLevavos says in the way Kadosh Baruch Hu puts the requirements on us, all right? But so the 3 things we did tonight, the first one we did is how the Meshech Chochma sees the flip from the speaking to many people, B'loshen Yochid, is because he was saying, look, if we're in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then we can see ourselves as being part of something much larger. And even though we know we have differences, but the fact that our connection is to Kadosh Baruch Hu, a spokes in the wheel, that gives us the ability to see ourselves as maybe the word is not equal, but the word is, yeah, I guess equal but not same, right? And then the second part was a pidrush, that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not take kindly with the person who tries to bait the Yetzer Hara and to think that that's the real Avodas Hashem. And we left open whether Kadosh Baruch Hu gets upset with the act of baiting or only with the failure. In this pasuk. And then the third idea is that the physical and natural world resemble each other. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what I'm asking from you is not far away, because I'm not asking, because the spiritual requirements that a person needs are essential and are chokuk pesach libeinu. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Rabbi, do you have a minute to talk about Slichas on Motzei Shabbos?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to be the Baal Tefillah in the shul.
Good, okay, great.
Do you want to cut back on the amount that the Chazan says out loud?
And why?
For example, we start with Ashrei. Normally, you'd start with Poseach Es Yadecha. Do you want to start there, or do you want to just go straight to Tehillas Hashem?
I mean, what's the concern? The lateness of the hour or the mass?
No, because the more that the
of the
Chazan says out loud is more.
I don't think so. Our doctor did not. That differential is going to be significant.
Fine.
And if you're nervous, I defer to your concern. But if, in terms of the,
it's not that long.
In the terms of Tzibur, so and yet a nishnish. Problem, we shouldn't be there. And if it's okay, we can be there a few minutes longer.
Okay, it's not that long, the slichas.
Yeah, it's not that long, and I think people need some normalcy and need to be doing things the way we did previously. I think.
All right.
Shkoyach, I'm looking forward. Thank you very much.
Have I another question?
Yeah.
Do you have a feeling either way about putting on tefillin before Slichas or after Slichas in the morning?
You mean if we're saying Slichas late enough?
Yeah.
That you can put on. I have no strong feeling the other way. It depends on a person's. I think it doesn't matter either way.
Okay. Thank you.
Good night, Rosh Chodesh.
Good night, Rosh Chodesh.
Next week, we have to see if we do Hazinu or if we do the.
You'll have an opportunity to follow, yeah.
Me?
All right, here we go.
I'm ending it. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, you're manning it. You cut him off?
I've got the,
You cut him off?
No, I didn't do anything.
I thought maybe his 40 minutes were up.
All right, have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.